The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
It is 4:07 on the Central Coast on this Tuesday, November 29th, 2022. Dave Congleton with you. We've got three great segments still to go. Karen Vealey from Cal Coast News is here at 5:05 to discuss the story she just posted this afternoon, indicating that the recount, the latest count in the local races that were scheduled for tomorrow is going to be delayed. And she will explain what is up with that. Some other local stories as well. Dr. James Armstead joins us at 6:05 to explain the current unrest in China. It is a Dave Congleton show, always your hometown radio talk show. This hour, we turn our attention to the cover story in New Times. Compton's, as in Lynn Compton's, problem child. As Oceano's two advisory councils continue bickering, Slo County supervisors could pull the plug on one. 26 years after setting up advisory councils, the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors is about to discuss withdrawing recognition of one that has existed since the beginning. That would be the Oceano Advisory Council. Charles Varney, who is the chair of the OAC, and who I also believe is recently elected to the Oceano CSD, more on that in a minute, it is in studio. Charles, good afternoon.
Hi, Dave.
What's the latest on the status of the CSD election?
The latest is that I'm looking good. I've got a 14-point lead, 57% to 43%, and feeling pretty comfortable about it.
All right. Let's give some background to our listeners, please. What is the role of an advisory council? What is an advisory council? How does it function?
So the reason advisory councils were created by the county was for all the people living in unincorporated areas that don't have a city council, don't have a mayor, and the board of supervisors are kind of like, they're mom and dad.
Yeah.
And so when you live in a unincorporated area and you need, fire services, you need your roads paved, you need this and that, you rely on the county for that unless you have your own local community services district that provides some of that. So the advisory councils were designed to give the supervisors a better kind of sense of what was going on in their rural areas. The advisory boards are explicitly that day. We have no authority to make any decisions for anybody. We just research. We get all of the new building permits and project permits from the county planning department. We review them. We'll call in the people who are the applicants. We'll talk with them. And ultimately, we will make a recommendation on that project to the county, and they can take it for what it's worth,
According to the New Times article, December 10th, 1996, San Luis Obispo County adopted a policy to authorize advisory councils in 11 unincorporated areas. So it goes back at least as far as 96.
Right. And the Oceano Advisory Council may have existed in a different iteration even prior to that. So we've been around for a long time.
So what is scheduled to happen a week from today at the Board of Supervisors meeting, Charles?
Well, as far as we know from what happened at the last meeting, Lynn Compton, during public comment, launched into a tirade against the Oceano Advisory Council, specifically focusing on a vacation rental ordinance that we've been working on for almost 2 years, and said that she wanted to get rid of the Oceano Advisory Council. I can't remember the exact term. Dissolve it, I think, was the term. So it's scheduled for discussion this coming December 6th. I think that's Lynn Compton's last meeting as a supervisor. And I think for us in Oceano, for many of us, and on the OAC, it feels like kind of the final punch in the gut from Lynn Compton on her way out. She has not been a very attentive supervisor for Oceano.
And so the vote would be whether or not to dissolve the Oceano Advisory Council,
right,
correct?
Make us go away. Unprecedented in the history of the county.
I was going to say, this never happened before.
No, and the reason, Dave, is this isn't really about policy. This is about us taking positions that Lynn Compton doesn't agree with. And we, our primary criteria on the Advisory Council is to come up with what we think is best for the community of Oceano over the long term. So we took a position in support of the Coastal Commission's recommendation to get rid of vehicles on the beach. She was outraged by that. That was when she withdrew our funding, would not give us any money for our basic operations like Zoom accounts or websites or things like that. It's been that way sort of all along for at least the 6 years I've been on the Oceano Advisory Council.
Charles Varney is here previewing next Tuesday's County Board of Supervisors meeting. So does Compton have the votes to dissolve?
Well, if, Supervisors Pichon and Arnold support her, she does. And, I'd certainly rather be here today talking about all the great things that are happening in Oceano rather than trying to defend the life of the Oceano Advisory Council. I mean, that should not be the conversation that we're involved in, but that's what we're up against. I do think that there is a solution, and this is just in my head, and I've talked with a few other people about it. Lynn Compton created a new advisory council, the Vitality Advisory Council of
VACO.
Oceano, VACO,
yeah.
And which is solely staffed with her supporters and donors like Linda Austin and Adam Verdeen, when they applied to the county to get advisory council status, one of their stated reasons was to support the Oceano Dunes State Vehicle Recreational Area. So they came into it with an agenda. And both of our advisory councils appoint their membership, which is a problem. And we know it's a problem in the OAC, and we wanted to do elected positions, but we just didn't have the bandwidth to pull that off. I think the solution to this would be to dissolve both the Oceano Advisory Council and VACO in a thoughtful way, and then create a new Oceano Community Advisory Council with every position elected. And then we would have a new advisory council that really does represent the breadth of the community.
Explain something to us, please, Charles. What's the difference in between the Oceano Advisory Council and the Oceano CSD, which apparently you just got elected to? What's the difference in functions between the two groups?
So, again, advisory group only advises. It's advising on development, building projects, issues that are important to the community. The community services district actually have legal authority to enter into contracts, to get grants, and they have specific areas of authority. In Oceano, it's sewage, water, and garbage, and parks and recreation. And without going down the path of the OCSD, they have never done anything with parks and recreation. That's something big that I want to get into. But so that's a significant difference between them.
So what's the call to action for the meeting?
The call to action is to for people around the county, because this impacts every advisory council in the county, Dave. I mean, if we can be dissolved, anybody else can be dissolved if their supervisor decides they don't like them and, that they're acting outside of the box, which we've been accused of, off the rails, out of control. So the ask for county people is to not dissolve the Oceano Advisory Council and to really address the larger issues of what is the function of advisory councils in relationship to the Board of Supervisors. The last manual for advisory councils is almost 10 years old at this point. And like I say, it's not something that gets much attention. So we're just asking people to write to their supervisors. They can write to the whole Board of Supervisors. It's Slow Soups, S-L-O-S-U-P-S, you know, at that's their...
Yeah, or they could Google Board of Supervisors and it all comes up. Right. On the Stolberg line, listener number one, hasn't Lynn Compton done enough to harm Oceano? That is why she was voted out.
Well, that's, you've got it. I mean, the clear message to Oceanans when Lynn Compton redrew the district and carved out Oceano and carved in the Edna Valley Country Club, I mean, the writing's on the wall. She thought that was going to help her defeat Jimmy Paulding, but, you know, we know how that turned out. Jimmy is our new supervisor. He's not going to be our supervisor, but Jimmy has always been a champion for Oceano. And, you know, I know that he will be looking to support us.
Do you have a supervisor now?
We don't. We're one of the orphans, along with Grover Beach, Pismo Beach, Shell Beach, Avila Beach.
And you won't have one for 2 years until the election. You going to run for supervisor, Charles?
I think that's, you know, Dave, I know I've got two good years left in me, and I just have a two-year term here. Yeah. I'm more oriented to my local community than I am to the broader county.
I'm not hearing a no, anyway. Charles Varney on this broadcast, reacting to the New Times cover story and previewing the next meeting of the County Board of Supervisors as we talk about the role of advisory councils in the county and specifically what's happening down in Oceana. We'll pick up the conversations. We continue on AM 920, FM 96.5, News Talk, KVEC. On Friday, we've got the reluctant therapist, Elizabeth Barrett's going to be here. Pretty disturbing article to me about the fact that more and more Americans are choosing just to be alone. They don't want to be part of any group. They're not hanging out. They're just hanging out by themselves. Why is that? And should we be concerned about it? Conservative Bob is going to be with us on Thursday. It is a Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. We are back with Charles Varney. He was the chair of the Oceano Advisory Council, talking about the current cover story in New Times, previewing the next County Board of Supervisors meeting, which is probably going to be Supervisor Compton's last meeting, and whether or not the Oceano Advisory Council, which has been in existence at least since 1996, is going to be dissolved. In fairness, Charles, let me bring up out of the article, you mentioned Mr. Verdin, who is he the head of the VACO?
Linda Austin is the president of VACO.
He told New Times that the problem with the OAC is that you're a political action committee. Translation, you guys have become more than advisory. You've become political with a political agenda.
Well, I don't know what he means by a political agenda, but I'll tell you that trying to get curbs, gutters, and sidewalks for the community of Oceano is something that we've been working on for about 3 years in Oceano. And I don't think the people in Oceano think that that's political, or the politics of it is that we've been wanting to have curb, gutters, and sidewalks for the last 60 years. And we want to have flood control, and we still don't have them. So we created a task force on that. Pull together a team from the Lucia Mar School District, from the San Luis Obispo Council of Governments, from a national organization, Safe Routes to Schools, and put together what was going to looking like a $15 to $20 million grant to the Active Transportation Program to get an infrastructure of safe routes to schools and flood control in Oceano. The county at the last minute refused to support our grant application. We are looking at the, there's a Oceano Revitalization Plan done in 2013 to do improvements on State Highway 1. We mobilized community support for the Oceano Plaza project. And now we're going to have a $2 million plaza downtown between Sylvester's Burger House and the Tapatia Market. Now, I don't know. Is that political, Dave? You tell me. I mean, that's just good community organizing and community work for the betterment of everybody. We want to lift up everybody's boat.
Was the relationship with Supervisor Compton always contentious between the OAC and her?
I don't think so. When Linda Austin was chair of the Oceano Advisory Council, she and Lynn were, very tight, and the Oceano Advisory Council got money. I served on that advisory council with Linda Austin, and and we had differences, and we also did stuff together. It really fell apart for us when Linda Austin quit the advisory council, when we took a position, like I said earlier, on supporting the Coastal Commission, and then we stopped hearing from Lynn Compton. She stopped responding to our invitations to come to meetings, and then withdrew money from us, and we're self-supporting now. So we're pretty much on our own.
And, what was the vacation rental issue that sparked a lot of this?
The vacation rental issue is another whole program, Dave, but in essence, what we have, every other coastal community in the county has a vacation rental ordinance. This is about residential homes that are owned by typically absentee landlords and are rented out as an entire home on a weekly basis, which provides typically a huge return on investment. The problem is that they take a home out of the housing stock of the community.
Yep.
They also can be very disruptive to the neighborhoods in which they're located. I live in and this is something Compton criticizes for last week. She said that that Oceano Advisory Council members were personally gaining from this vacation rental ordinance, didn't mention me by name, and said that, that on video they're saying that. And what I did say was that I did not want a vacation rental in my neighborhood. I bought into a single-family residential neighborhood of mainly owner-occupied homes, just like I don't want a liquor store across the street. I don't want an auto repair shop across the street from me. I don't want a mini hotel across the street from me. I don't want a business hotel across the street from me. And Compton said that no one in Oceano wants a vacation rental ordinance. Well, I did a poll on Nextdoor last week, and 87% of the people responding said they did not want a vacation rental in their neighborhood. So, Compton just doesn't have the facts. The people that don't want a vacation rental ordinance are the vacation rental owners.
All right. We are in conversation with Charles Verney. We're going to go to news here in a second, and Craig is going to update us on time saver traffic and weather together. And then we will welcome your phone calls for Charles and continue our conversation as we follow up on the New Times story. But again, Charles, the call to action is next Tuesday. It's the County Board of Supervisors meeting, and the supervisors are going to vote whether or not to dissolve the Oceano Advisory Council, which would be the unprecedented action, as you have mentioned. So if people are concerned about this, they need to contact the Board of Supervisors before Tuesday and make their feelings known.
Exactly.
All right. So here we go. News and traffic and weather. More of our conversation with Charles. We'll include you as well. Welcoming your phone calls and reading your text messages. It's all part of today's edition of Hometown Radio. Stick with us, please. All right, I want to remind you that Karen Vealey from Cal Coast News will be here during the 5 o'clock hour to share a story she just posted this afternoon explaining why we're probably not going to get the results for the election tomorrow as scheduled. Why is it being pushed back? Karen will explain. We are here with Charles Varney. He is the chair of the Oceano Advisory Council, and it appears that he has just been recently elected to the Oceano CSD. We're talking about the current cover story in New Times and previewing the County Board of Supervisors meeting next Tuesday, where they're going to vote whether or not to dissolve the Oceano Advisory Council, which has been around at least since 1996. If you want in on the conversation, join us, 805-543-8830. Pat is an Oceano on KVEC. Hi, Pat.
Hi, how are you, Dave?
We're good, Pat. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's up?
And I was calling because of Charles being elected and the fact that...
I'm not hearing her.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Any better?
Yeah.
Any better?
Keep talking.
Oh, okay. Just sometimes I get a little far from the phone. But I was just calling because I'm glad that Charles Varney has been elected to the OCSD. And I really want to see the advisory committee continue. The Board of Supervisors seems to think that Oceano should not exist. And I want to see things improve instead of disappear. So.
And how do you see that happening, Pat?
Well, when we weren't able to vote in Oceano for our... you're right. Board of Supervisors.
Right.
We were left out. And they're trying to make it even worse. Getting rid of the advisory council would be one of the ways. Who knows? Maybe the next thing they'll try to do is get rid of the board.
Charles, that's an interesting point, that what's going to happen on Tuesday is they're just going to make a bad situation worse.
Right. And yes. Exactly. I think Pat has made an excellent point that we have very little, we have no supervisor that we can go to right now as our own. Debbie Arnold said, well, we're all your supervisors. I will definitely bring that point up on December 6th. But the Oceano, the Advisory Council, has provided an important source of local input into the decision-making process about developments and projects in Oceano. And the OAC has been really a voice of the community. The other Advisory Council functions more as a chamber of commerce with pumpkin decorating contests and holiday parties and stuff like that, which is great. I mean, you know, that's wonderful for the community. But
is that the function? Which of the two, Charles, which one is closer to the function of an advisory committee?
What the Oceano Advisory Council is doing.
Yeah, Pat, what else do you want to say?
I think I've pretty well covered it. I just want to see things get better in Oceano, and I'm hoping that Charles can help make that happen.
Fair enough. Thank you very much for calling in, Pat. 805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. Either number brings you into the conversation with Charles Varney. If you had to do it over again, would you have done anything differently in terms of the relationship with Supervisor Compton?
Boy, I don't know. I feel like we did pretty much everything that we could in terms of reaching out to her. The... Lynn Compton and I just found ourselves on different sides of issues. You know that I've been a big environmental activist and around oil, the oil trains. We did Measure G, and Lynn Compton was all in for oil trains and for expanding oil production in the county. And I mean, I have other politicians that we don't agree on stuff, but we can still work together. That did not seem to be the case with Ms. Compton, and then she just basically froze us out.
So, but you don't see anything that you could have done differently to defuse the situation?
I guess I could have kept trying, you know, there was a point in which I just basically gave up and focused on getting work done in Oceano.
So what are the consequences, Charles, if the Oceano Advisory Council is dissolved, but the other one, VACO, is maintained? What happens then?
Well, Oceano loses a voice in the county, a very important voice in county decision making. And I think more broadly in the county, every advisory council is now threatened. That if this can be done to the Oceano Advisory Council, it could be done to the Ground Squirrel Hollow Advisory Council, Santa Margarita, Napomo, Avila, Los Osos. You know, they're all at risk.
All right, back on the phones we go. April's on KVEC. Hi, April.
Hi, Gabe. Hi, Charles.
Hi, April. We're good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Sorry, my voice is a little froggy. I apologize.
You're fine.
But this is so important. I don't care if I lose my voice. We've got to talk about this.
Okay.
The first thing that I want to mention is that we're on the OAC is on the agenda for December 6th, yet we're not allowed, the OAC isn't allowed to give a presentation. The supervisors have no intention of meeting with us to learn about us, to get our side of the information, anything. And historically, the other four supervisors would never meet with an advisory council that's not in their community. So this would be the time for someone like Debbie Arnold to learn about Oceano's advisory council, or Pashong to learn about Oceano's advisory council, but they're not. So that's concerning. I mean, when they say they represent all of us, they really don't. But so I just wanted to make that point. But I did really want to make this point. Lynn Compton has gone on record during meetings saying, and very vehemently, they don't represent me. And here's the fallacy in that. No advisory council was ever created. I'll take it back. Should have never been created. And it's not in the ordinances to create one for the sole purpose of being a mouthpiece or a spokesperson for any supervisor at all. That's not their role. So when she says they don't represent me, that's true. No advisory council, we're not appointed by any advisory council, by any supervisor. They do not appoint advisory council members. That's in their own ordinance. So I think that's important to understand versus let's say a land use committee where Lynn Compton specifically appointed Adam Verdon to be on the airport land use committee so that he would be her mouthpiece.
Hang on, that is his role. Hang on, April. You got a lot there on the table. Charles?
I think April is spot on here that Compton made a lot of allegations in her tirade in the last supervisors meeting. She had no facts. And she promised that she was going to back it up with facts this time. We have done our research, and we have a stack of documentation of all of the contacts that we have had with Compton over the years, inviting her to meetings, sending her notifications, sending her the agendas, sending her the minutes. There's no way she can say that she had no idea what was going on with this vacation ordinance, and we were operating out of control or behind the backs of the county. We were working with county staff all the time.
April, what else from you?
The only other thing that I wanted to piggyback on what Charles is saying is he's right that the handbook for advisory councils is from 2013 with no updates since then. And the other thing that to keep in mind is that in that handbook, it states that advisory councils, there is training provided to advisory councils. That training hasn't happened since 2019, Dave. 2019, advisory council members change quarterly, annually. They change constantly. They are all volunteers. No one gets paid to do it. So the turnover is high for all of the advisory councils. No training since 2019. And when I contacted our county planning department to ask, you know, every advisory council is supposed to have a liaison, and we haven't seen one. And I asked our county planning department, and I have a letter from them stating, we apologize. We've just been understaffed historically for a while now, and you're right. You have not had one. The last one that we had on record was December of 2021, and Adam Verdon can make a off-the-cuff comment in New Times about, well, you don't need a liaison to get along with the public.
Yeah.
You know, he says that with the backing of a supervisor when he's representing a community that he doesn't even live in, which is against the county's own ordinance on advisory councils.
Is that true? He doesn't live in Oceano? Mm-hmm. How can he be on the Oceano Advisory Council or on his VACO if he doesn't live in Oceano?
You'd have to ask Lynn Compton that.
I've never heard of that before. Mm-hmm. You can not live in a community but still be a member of the advisory council.
There's a provision that if you're part of an organization that has a large interest in the community.
Well, he has a business.
He has a business. So I imagine that's the nexus that they would invoke.
All right, April, thank you. We'll come back for a final segment with Charles Varney. We're live. We're local. This is Hometown Radio. Tomorrow, Dana Cummings joins us from AmpSurf, another important local nonprofit on the Central Coast. And do you really need a college degree anymore to get the job of your dreams? More and more employers across the country are downplaying the role of having a college degree. We'll talk about that. We are with you weekday afternoons from 3:05 to 7 o'clock right here on KVEC. I'm Dave Congleton. Karen Vealey from Cal Coast News joins us during the 5 o'clock hour. Hello. We are in our final segment with Charles Varney, chair of the Oceano Advisory Council, talking about the current cover story in New Times about, the ongoing disagreement between the OAC and County Supervisor Lynn Compton, who is heading for her last meeting next Tuesday. But it appears that she wants to dissolve the Oceano Advisory Council. If you want in on the conversation, we need to hear from you now, please. 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. Carl is in Oceano on KVEC. Hi, Carl.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
We're good, Carl. Thank you.
I want to emphasize that as a longtime resident of Oceano since 1983, this is the first time we will not have a supervisor. We cannot vote in the last election for our supervisor, yet the supervisor who has orphaned us is trying to get rid of our only representation as a lame duck effort on her last day. I mean, how can this be? I mean, this is as blatant or perhaps even worse, in my opinion, than the gerrymandering redraw of our county that is now under a lawsuit. And I'd like Charles to emphasize this orphanage that we are now in a position of.
Talk about that comparison, Charles, between this and gerrymandering. Stay with us, Carl.
Yeah. I think Carl has just an excellent point, and it's a way that Ms. Compton is just doubling down on pounding on Oceano and negating us as a viable community in the eyes of the county. Carl is spot on, you know. Cut us out of the electoral process, and now is cutting us out of the public involvement process through the function of the advisory council.
Yeah. Carl, what else do you want to say about this?
Well, there's another issue I would like to bring up.
Sure.
As a segue, and Charles is knows about this idea. Pretty soon, within a month or two, we hope, the EIR is going to drop for the Chumash Heritage National Marine Sanctuary. And it is probably going to be a fact of accomplishment after long, many years of work by many people. And one of the suggestions I have made is that the airport being just used by a very few number of people, most of whom are out of county, could be considered as a site for the headquarters of the Marine Sanctuary, along with perhaps building a world-class aquarium and be a addition to what is up in Monterey, and use that as a model, which would then create a economic engine for Oceano.
I like it. What do you say, Charles?
Mm-hmm. Well, the airport land is 60 acres that is of prime coastal land that is used by a couple of dozen private pilots and generates, I think, about $20,000 a year of income for the county. If Oceano is going to achieve the goals that its population wants to achieve, which is more housing, more businesses, more tourist facilities, something like the national headquarters of the Chumash Heritage Marine Sanctuary, then we need land to develop. And I'm constantly surprised by the kind of pushback I get from county officials about, you know, we can't talk about that. But this is land in Oceano that is also impacted by the approach of the planes, because you can't build underneath that either. So this is a huge resource for the community, and we have brought that up for dialogue and have gotten huge pushback from county officials around it. But it's on the table in Oceano.
Carl, anything else you want to say?
No, thank you very much for the program. This is this needs to be aired out into the public to show what the three supervisors that have ruined our county staff have just another addition to their legacy of darkness they have brought upon our county politics.
Carl, thanks for calling in. 805-543-8830. If you want in on this conversation with Charles Varney, we need to hear from you now. Carl just said the magic word, legacy. What's the legacy of Supervisor Compton?
I think Supervisor Compton's legacy is a common one among politicians, in that she has done her best to take care of her constituents. And a constituent for Lynn Compton is somebody who makes a campaign donation or votes for her. If you don't do those things, then you're not a constituent. For people that are not on her team or have a different point of view, she tends to not have much attention for them. So the legacy is not one of great service, of great compassion, of great caring. It's one of self-serving and taking care of the people that take care of you. And we've seen that constantly in Oceano and in her relationship. The people that she provides to in Oceano are the people that provide back to her.
On the Stahlberg line, a reminder that there is actually one more Board of Supervisors meeting on December 13th.
Okay.
Also on the Stahlberg line, Compton has a grudge like her life depends on it. She hates, and hates is in capital letters. She hates Oceano and has shown that for the entire 8 years she's been in office.
Amen.
from the very beginning?
My first experience with her was around the oil train issue and talking with her about it, and just got huge pushback and blowback, and was working with people up on the Napomo Mesa to keep the to keep this Phillips 66 from importing crude oil from Alberta, Canada, in these big oil bomb trains. And she was adamantly supportive of that project and Phillips 66 as much as we were adamantly opposed to it, and there was really no middle ground. But that being said, okay, we've got different points of view on this one. What can we kind of work together on? But no, if you had a different point of view than Lynn, you were out of the picture.
So in about 90 seconds, Charles Varney, here you are likely to join the Oceano CSD. What are you walking into? And given the experience with the Oceano Advisory Council, what do you hope to accomplish in your first year?
Well, that's a big question, Dave. One of the really exciting things about this new position that I'm going to be stepping into, I think it's December 16th, is that we will have a 3-2 majority on the OCSD Board of Directors of people who are pretty open-minded, and most importantly, very community-centered and community-oriented. And, you know, and first and foremost, we have to continue to do a good job with the main services that the CSD provides in Oceana, which is sewage and water and garbage. And a big thing that I want to pick up on is parks and recreation, because the OCSD has done really nothing with that for decades. We have to address fire issues in a fair manner, and we... Oceano generates plenty of tax incomes that go to the county, and we want to get a fair share back on that. So there's a lot of work to be done, and I want to be a team player and help bring people together around this.
On the Stahlberg line, a defense of Lynn Compton. She has helped the Wasna area, who has no advisory council. So there you have it. All right, Charles, I got about 45 seconds left. The call to action, what do you want before next Tuesday?
We would like people around the county who, you know, are fair-minded, open-minded, promoters of democracy and fair play to contact the supervisors or their supervisor and say that they think that this is uncalled for, they think that it's dangerous, it's a horrible precedent to set, and there's a better way to address these issues than getting rid of somebody that you don't like. It's a dark, when you go into that room, Dave, historically, it's a very dark room. When you start to, the way you deal with people who don't agree with you is you get rid of them. And that's exactly what's happening in Oceano and in our county, and we need to be very careful.
And we need to end the conversation. Charles, congratulations on your apparent election to the CSD. We look forward to future conversations.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Off we go. News, traffic, weather. Get ready. Here comes Veely.
The 920 KBEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slow County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kbec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111-911.